Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, if you were listening earlier this morning, you know that Jim Field talked about farmers markets. And, you know, I want to talk about one of those in particular because it's the one that I'm really involved with, and that's the produce in the park. But, you know, nearby in Cass County and just outside of Cass County, you could go to a farmer's market, I think, every day except Sunday. So what you want to do, of course, if you're not a gardener, if you, or maybe your gardening is very limited, such as a tomato plant, then you can go and get all that fresh produce at a farmer's market and then eat it. You know, just buy what you need and then eat it. That's the best part of it, and it's best nutritionally if you eat it soon instead of storing it away somewhere. So go to a farmer's market, and especially come visit Produce in the Park every Thursday night through September 29. Now, perhaps if you've not been there especially, you don't realize all the things that are going on. The main purpose is for you to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. But in addition, it's fun to get to see other people, get involved with some other kinds of things, maybe learn something new. And to that end, every week, the goal is to have, of course, up to 20 vendors, about half of those produce vendors, but also including, of course, fresh baked goods and some other home-crafted kinds of things. So between 18 and 20 vendors every week, also one or more activities for the kids, and some group or person giving some kind of educational information so you can get acquainted with more resources in the community. And the goal is to have entertainment every week, although that's probably been the area where we've had the most challenge to find that happening. Now, you may also not know that there has been a major business sponsor every month. And next month, starting September 1, will be the Cass County Health Systems. We've just completed August with the sponsor being Allen Place. And the last week in July was Wells Fargo. And the very first week or first month, not week, month when we got started was Advanced Services. So they have helped to do some publicity, some advertising. They also have provided one of these or more of these activities. So last evening at the park, Allen House provided the entertainment, and it was Roger Kubik, an accordion player from Avoca, and people loved him. It just sort of became a festive atmosphere. And also last night, I mentioned that Young Professionals Group provided the bounce house for the kids. BPW provided a bag toss and lots of prizes. Kiwanis was there, Arise with a Jeep and a cannon and more was there, and I'm stopping to think here, Damon Clark, who is with Zion Recovery, was there with a whole table full of goodies, and our chef was Lois Partlow, and her granddaughters, Etta and Grayson, were offering lots of samples, and people said, oh, this is so good, and of course provided the recipe. I'm going to give you one of those recipes today, but also we've been trying to put those recipes on Facebook, and Chris Parks here at KGN takes care of the Facebook page. Now, you've noticed I've mentioned quite a few different people, and that's part of the importance of farmers markets, is that it's a community garden, that it's community supported, and that lots of people get involved. So, kind of talking about what was last night, let's think about what's coming up September 1st, because this whole month coming up will be sponsored by Cass County Health Systems. On September 1st, James Baker, who heads up food service, will be the guest chef. There's going to be some special crafts provided by the hospital, and there'll be more, and we'll let you know what that is, both on the radio, the newspaper, and on Facebook. So if you haven't been there, there's all these things going on, and it is still the height of the produce season. It's just almost unbelievable to me, all of the different kinds of produce, some of that you just go, well, yeah, that's what we should be looking for, like potatoes, and you may not be looking for green beans, but they're there. Carrots, beets, I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. Last week I counted there were more than 24 different kinds of varieties of vegetables, plus aronia berries, fruit, and I'm thinking last week there was also watermelon. So we're coming up on the apple season. We don't know what always, you know, Mother Nature kind of has a say about what's going to be happening next. But there still will be a huge variety of vegetables and some fruits. So what about a recipe? I don't give a recipe very often, but I did want to share this one because it's pretty easy. And Lois Partlow's grandchildren, as I mentioned, were there. They are not very old. They love doing this. And so it's something that the whole family can get involved with. It can use any kinds of fresh vegetables that you want to put together. It could be, of course, tomatoes. We're great into tomato season. Onions, green peppers, cucumbers, broccoli, celery, cauliflower. Whatever vegetables you have can go into this dish called fire, and it's made with fire and ice marinade. Now, as Lois said, maybe it should be called sweet and sour, because when you say fire, people, I think, right away think about jalapeno peppers and all those cilantro and all those that are kind of fiery hot. This one doesn't have that kind of ingredient in it, but it's a fun name. And it came from the Cass County Master Gardener's cookbook. Connie Jones submitted it. So it was just sort of an all, let's get good stuff out of all of those people. And Lois Partlow, by the way, is a master gardener from Shelby County, but is in the Cass County Master Gardeners group. So fire and ice marinade. Because it's a marinade, like I say, you can just put in whatever you want. So I'll go through these ingredients, and then I will kind of go back and check in with them again. First thing is vinegar. That's where some of that sour part comes in. 3/4 of a cup of white vinegar probably looks a little better, but any kind of vinegar will work. And then you got the sweet, so you need to add a cup of sugar to that. So there's the sweet and the sour. Now you need to kick it up a bit with some flavor. And so there's 1.5 teaspoons of mustard seed. And, of course, that's often used in pickling, but it could be used in any kind of dressing and marinade. 1 teaspoon of celery seed. So we could have the celery seed, plus you could always put in some fresh celery too. And pepper, that kind of to taste, but it's recommended 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. And then, do you like garlic? Well, you could put fresh garlic in here, but this, you know, you may not have fresh garlic. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder would be good, or salt. And 1 teaspoon of oil. So there's a little bit of fat in it, which kind of pulls it all together and holds those flavors together, but not adding many calories. And 1/2 teaspoon of sweet basil. Now, remember, if you're using fresh basil, you use more. If you're using the dried, you use less, and the ratio is 1 to 3. So think about the dried, of course, is just they've taken all the water out. So you always use less amount of dried than you do of fresh. And if you have fresh basil, that would be great in here, and you could add a couple tablespoons, or at least a tablespoon. And then if you'd like to add some salt. So that's the marinade ingredient, and I'll go back over that again in a minute. And any kind of vegetables, if you like olives, you could add olives. You know, this is the kind of thing that you'd put in here, what you'd like to put in here. And it will taste best if it gets to marinate for a while. So if you're having company, this is something you can make ahead and have in the refrigerator ready to go. So just a quick review of the ingredients for the marinade. 3/4 of a cup of vinegar, white probably, 1 cup of sugar, 1.5 teaspoons of mustard seed, 1 teaspoon of celery seed, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of garlic salt, 1 teaspoon of oil, 1/2 teaspoon of basil, and salt according to your taste. If you didn't get all this and you have your computer, you can go to Facebook, Produce in the Park, and it will be there too. So again, we invite you to come every week, but especially if you haven't been to Produce in the Park on Thursday night, 4:30 to 6:30 Atlantic City Park, you are missing out. So until next time, we hope to see you at Produce in the Park.